We haven't had a lady on the show yet this
year. Yes, all right.
And looks like Maud Frickert.
Oh, bless your heart.
Maud, you have, what a pleasure to see you as always.
What a pleasure to see you.
It is. It is so
I
nice.
I like a stud. I'll take him any way I can get him.
I understand that your big job these days is running the celibacy hotline. Is that right?
No. We have a house now, and we're pretty much occupied round the clock with servicing people.
I see. I see. Well, are you sort
of... You never know when the government's listening in, you know, so that's all we can say, servicing. Please come by.
Right. Are you sort of a psychologist in a way? Are you kind of a cross between Dr. Laura Schlesinger and perhaps Dr. Ruth? Do you give advice to people on your...
I advise them on the ground floor, yes.
Yes.
In the lobby, I advise them to what they're going to expect, what they're going to see.
Right.
No whips or chains, naughty things like that.
Right.
No whipped cream. Nobody's going to have chandeliers and that nonsense.
I see.
Just a standard on.
Well, you've come such a long way from your beginnings. Where are you from originally, Maud?
Bedlingburg, Missouri.
Really? Is that in the Ozarks?
Yes, it's about 200 miles south. The little squinty people, you know, we always remembered them at the bridge, you know. I always carry this with me. First time I met a squinty man up there. Oh, sorry. That's it.
That's beautiful.
I can't play the damn thing, you know, but it's a little something for me.
It's very
delightful. I always carry this with me. My mother used to put me on the train and say, take something with you.
Right.
It's comforting. I didn't have any brothers or sisters, you know.
Yeah.
I'm out of grandma now, if you notice.
Right.
I didn't have any brothers or sisters. I was an only child.
Oh, that's sad.
No, it isn't. You get it all.
Oh, that's true. It isn't sad.
Dining room table and a little dog with a one eye. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That is so wonderful, Maud. It is just so heartening to see you again. Playing the harmonica is really a misuse of what your doctor told you. He said you to play 18 holes a day. He meant golf, I think, not the harmonica.
That was Dr. Sullenberger.
Yes.
Yes, he's gone now.
Is he really?
Head on.
Really?
Yeah. Took him out.
Well, you grew up there in the Ozarks. You used to go steady with a boy for about 10 years, didn't you?
Yeah.
Is he the one that went into the Navy? Is that the same?
I don't know. He tried to go in the Navy. He couldn't read or write.
Right.
But he was built like Kong.
Well, you have so many fond memories.
Well, you know, I'm at this stage in my life now. I've been married, believe it or not, 12 times.
Really?
Do you know who comes by to see me now and then just to hold my hand in the back of a Plymouth? Elizabeth Taylor.
Really?
Yeah.
She sits with you and...
Sits with me and comforts me. I comfort her.
How nice.
I said, try to pick a good one. It's your last one, you know. But I've had some wonderful experiences. I'm elderly now. Time to take a dirt nap, you know. Prince of Darkness is circling, you know.
Yes, your
what
wonderful euphemisms that you have.
Euphemisms, ooh.
Dirt nap.
Woo.
You're so delightful and you've charmed so many people, Maud.
Well, thank you.
Is there any advice you could give to young people starting out right now to be what you have become?
Try desperately to keep your clothes on. Thank you. Don't do that to your...
Okay.
Stay on the outside.
Yes.
Once you get those stalactites in there, you know.
Yes.
And going through high school, I pointed out sometime, I dated a lot of Catholic girls, and they were very pretty, very nice, very religious.
Yes.
And I remember the old man saying, Mr. Scarzio, deep scar down through here. And I asked him foolishly what he did, and he said, what I want to do. But he told, you know, he said, and the girl, when I was sitting, I didn't have a car until I got out of the war. But I stole one, but I had to give that back. Stole a police car, that's a sick person. The girls, you see, no. No. My mother said something to me, seriously. This is a little piece of history, you know. It's almost like Kathy Gifford and the husband undressing in front of the public. I was something with it. That's, you know, something. I saw that. I don't know how many people saw that. It's kind of made me feel uncomfortable. You know, I always said, even if Clinton, he had, you know, misfortune with the ladies, and apparently Gifford with the one in the one room. The thing is, if you got the money, forget if you're president. If you got the money, get a couple of former pilots from Vietnam, suit up in a jet. Someone will take you to Bolivia. Nobody, I guarantee, will bother you in Bolivia.
Well, that's good.
You can have an affair, go to Rodeo first, get some stuff for her to play with.
That's wonderful.
I don't know where I'm going with that. I don't cheat.
Wonderful advice. Not a word.